Welcome back to Know Your Finances. I'm your host, Sukesh Pai. We are reviewing a checklist of things senior people can keep to make sure they are financially ready to make a smooth exit from this world. At number five, we have check and update beneficiaries of all your accounts, retirement accounts, life insurance, annuities, etc. Even if you do not have a will or trust, if you properly designate a beneficiary on your financial accounts, you can be assured that the assets will go to your beneficiaries. This is very easy and simple to do. However, you will be surprised how many people forget about this and end up having their financial assets as a part of the probate. And it takes a long time for your beneficiaries to get access to those assets. Number six, assign transfer on death designations. Many financial institutions, such as retirement accounts, certificate of deposits, bank accounts, brokerage accounts, etc., have a way where you can set up a transfer on death designation. This lets the beneficiaries receive the assets without the assets having to go through the lengthy probate process. To set this up, contact your financial institutions and ask them about transfer of death form. Most online accounts have an online version of this as well. Make sure you complete it. It is also important to get a confirmation from the financial institutions that they have processed your transfer of death form and you're good to go. At number seven, we have name a responsible estate administrator. You may elect the power of attorney designee to be your estate administrator as well. Sometimes you may think your spouse may not be in a stable emotional situation at your death, and you do not wish to burden them with the responsibility of being your estate administrator. In such cases, you can elect someone else you trust and you think will also be in good emotional state during such times. Number eight, periodically review your documents and review them with your estate planner. Once you have created your will or living trust, you may think, I have crossed the bridge now, and now I'm good to go. Not so fast. With time, your wills and trusts also age. What you thought was appropriate for you 5 or 10 years ago may not be the best choice at this time. So it is important to revisit your documents periodically, say every 5 years. It is also important that you revisit these documents when there is a major life event, such as a new birth in the family, a marriage, a divorce, a bereavement, and so on. Another thing to keep in mind is that the laws of the state also change from time to time. Your estate planning attorney may have made decisions based on certain laws prevalent at the time when you made the will or trust. When the laws change, what was an optimal decision may no longer be so. This is the reason why it is important to revisit your documents periodically with your advisor. Most of the estate laws are based on the laws of the state that you reside in. So, if you decide to move and start living in a new state, it is important for you to consult a local estate planner and review your documents. Number nine, save for funeral expenses. Last but not least, put your last wishes in writing and share them with your spouse or loved ones. Also, set aside some money in a separate account for your funeral expenses. This account will be designated as for a payable on death beneficiary. Someone who you trust will carry out your last wishes and organize your funeral. Sometimes you can also buy a special insurance policy meant for this. It is called burial insurance. These are the top 9 steps in the checklist. I will repeat them once more here. Number one, create a will or a living trust. Number two, name a durable financial and a medical power of attorney. itemize your financial inventory. Number 4, make a membership list. Number 5, check and update beneficiaries on all your accounts, retirement accounts, life insurance, annuities, etc. Number 6, assign transfer on death designations. Number 7, name a responsible estate administrator. Number 8, periodically review your documents and review them with your estate planner. And finally, number 9, save for funeral expenses. This checklist is relevant not only when you are thinking about your own future. You may be caring for a loved one in a terminal condition. This checklist is something you can offer to them or their loved ones so that the eventual bereavement may be a bit less painful. Thank you for listening to Know Your Finances. Sukesh Pai is the founder and CEO of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program.